Right.
Bit of slag.
Put this up a bit.
Alright.
I've got some cottage
pie. Have you just turned it up?
Yeah, on my headset, you won't know the difference.
Okay.
I've got like little buttons on my earpieces and stuff. Oh, right. Fucking hell. What, talk about... Oh, talk about false starts. Eh?
You've had a few of those in your time, haven't you, mate?
Yeah. You're not wrong there, me old skipper. Yeah.
Hi and welcome to this week's edition of Bad Moon Rising. With me is Spocker.
Word.
And this week we're going to be talking about Mars. Typically the Cydonia region of Mars.
Yep.
But before we start, Spocker, what are you drinking?
Oh, I'm currently drinking, because the show's been on a bit of a sort of splutter thing, isn't it? Kind of trying to start all day. So we tried to start at 1 o'clock, but you know, life gets in the way. So I have been drinking Newcastle Brown Ale.
Yep.
And Spitfire from our local brewery, in fact.
Chippenham.
Down here in Kent, yeah. Chippenham, Kent, England, UK. I know, because of
Planet Earth.
Planet Earth, yeah, because I looked at the map and we got listeners all over the bloody place. So, but currently I am drinking Old English at the moment from what's this brew? Gamer, is it? WH Gamer, something like that. Made with English apples. So, yeah. I think you've got to have a bit of a wee drink during the show, haven't you?
Right, I think that's it. We've made that a byline, so...
Yeah.
We were meant to start at 2 o'clock this afternoon. It is now just gone 7:30 in the evening.
Shows are tenacity.
Well, there you go.
We will never stop coming out with shows. This goes on forever, people.
Yes, indeed. I am drinking a German beer.
What's that?
Specially selected for Aldi's.
Oh no!
It's called Mark Original Ottinger Pills.
You do drink some right mank, though.
I know. It dates back to 1731, so it must be true. It must be original Germany recipe.
Yeah. It's got a pedigree, has it?
Yes, yeah. Cool. I've got all the papers. Don't worry.
Oh dear.
Anyway.
Right, anyway, so where are we? We got the we got our prize winner, haven't we? God damn it. Nuts.
Dave Marshall.
Yeah.
Otherwise
known
winner
as Freaky
of
Dave.
Yeah, Freaky Dave. About six shows back, we set a question to win a 512 megabyte MP3 player. Which nobody got until we received an email in the badmoonrising@howling.com mailbox.
We were shocked, weren't we?
We were fucking astounded. I claimed my MP3 player with the correct answer to the question. So, however, Freaky Dave Marshall, you haven't left us your contact details. So send us to him, and then we'll send you your prize.
And we got another email after that, didn't we? So kind of runner up. What was his name?
That was
something.
Sean from Scotland.
Freaked Sean from Scotland.
Sean Main, actually, he's let it slip and given us his second name.
Okay. So he's kind of missed out on that, but we do have another prize today, don't we?
Well, hang on, let me just read out his email.
Oh, go on then.
It goes thus. This is Defect Sean from Ashtar Galactic Command, formerly known as the Knobhead Race. It has come to my attention that you are trying to fob off a certain MP3 player to a certain Scottish listener. Maybe. And I mean, maybe it was my fault.
So this is our Scottish listener, then?
Yeah,
this
was, yeah.
Ah, right, okay.
And that catch-up Spock. And I speak for the whole nation of Picts and Celts and Ashtars. We would think about taking your MP3 player, but as our collection of Rod Stewart and Runrig is mostly on vinyl, this seems pointless. We are currently hunting down this listener, if he exists. We are now going to listen to the Apocalypse. Defect Sean out. Sean.
Oh, sorry there, dude. You missed out.
Yeah. Thank you for your email, Sean. But
Freaky Dave got there.
If Freaky Dave doesn't send us his, you know, details, then you might have it.
True, yeah. Mm. Yeah, if he doesn't send the details through within a week of this show launch, then we'll send it to our Scottish listener up there.
Mm.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. Our only known listener, apart from Freaky Dave.
No, we're getting quite a few now. I'm getting quite scared. Getting quite scared with all these.
Quite scared.
Listening to us, it's freaky. I was hoping no one would listen, you know, but they are.
That's crazy. It's crazy shit, mate.
Yeah.
Anyway,
where are we on to now? Have we got the? So we've done the competition bit.
Well, we've got this month's competition as well.
Yeah.
To win the internet telephone toy, Verbals, Mr. V.
And
Skype,
this is an awesome
toy, Skype compatible. I'm using one at the moment, talking to you.
You're not using it now, are you? Not that I'm saying there's anything inferior about their product, but it's just that. Are you using that
it's
now?
Free. Or? I'm using it now, but I'm not using. Like I said earlier, I've plugged the headset into the back of the Verbal.
And you're using that as the mic.
No, I'm using the Verbal as the conduit from the headset to the USB socket.
All right. So it's been used to broadcast this show as well. Mm. So that's going to be worth
it. The mouse something. Moving about as you speak. So.
Yeah. Can you sign it? No, maybe not. We're not that famous, are we? We've only got a few listeners. There's no point in going up our own asses already. So.
I could sign it. I could. I don't know. I could sign it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Could this? I'd have to use Tippex, though, because it's black.
Well, I don't know. It's up to you. It's a neat little device. I'm shocked.
Well, yeah, it's cool. I like it. Cool.
And is this right that when the sound comes out the speaker, the mouth moves.
Yeah. It's moving now, and it's good actually because my sound card fucked up earlier, so I'm using that instead of the sound card.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's working perfectly well.
That's good.
Right, should we get on to the subject at hand? Or?
Well, hang on, we talked about the competition. We're going to have the question for that competition at the end of this show. So,
right, yeah, it's if you want to have a look, basically, if you want to look the thing up on eBay, they sell for about.
Well, don't tell them that.
£15.
Yeah, I want to tell them that. Yeah, £15.
Yeah.
So,
if you want one free,
there
you go.
That's we're not cheap on this show, are we?
No, we don't go into pound shops and buy stuff.
No.
No.
That's what other shows do. We leave that to the other cheap-ass shows. We don't.
Hmm.
Okay. So that will come at the end of the show, because we've yet to think up a question. It's going to be based on some of the waffle that we come out today.
Indeed.
Come out with today. Right then. Shall we get on with this one?
I think so. Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
Go on then, you start.
What are you laughing for?
Hey?
I'm quite happy.
Oh,
to start.
I don't know. It's just been a disorganised message.
Yeah, crazy minge.
But go on.
Anyway, Cydonia. Okay. For those of you who don't know, Cydonia is a region of Mars. It's located along an escarpment that separates the relatively crater-free plains of the north from the heavily cratered terrain to the south. Now,
we have missed something.
What?
Hawking.
Oh yeah, go on.
Our special guest. He's a bit late coming in, but we still, I think I mentioned this on the Paradise, we've got a special guest coming in today. And we're shocked that we've actually got him in for an interview. Stephen Hawking should be with us in about 10 minutes. We've had a call from his agents. He'll be in soon, so he'll be here to give comment on our subject today, and we're going to ask him a few questions. It'd be nice to have him in.
I'm just wondering how we forgot to mention that.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty major. We shouldn't forget that sort of stuff. So he should be in soon. We're just waiting for a call from his agent. And then he'll be in. So anyway, sorry, Sean, carry on with where you were.
Anyway, putting aside, because, I mean, we're pros. We don't.
Well, yeah, we're getting the business in now. Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, but you know, we don't.
Apparently, he's a hardcore listener, isn't he?
Well, he's hardcore something, but we don't let him bloody bring us down. You know,
no,
we don't. We're not awestruck. We're not. You know,
he's
just a mathematician in the end. You know.
Yeah.
Geek on wheels.
Wrote that book, didn't he? Something of Time.
Yeah, just a brief history, but there you go.
The brief history of time, that's it. Yeah,
that's all. Anyway,
sorry about that, mate. Karen.
Sardonia. Not the best known region of Mars. Can you hear that?
Yeah. That's all right, you know, that's all good.
Okay.
Go on, right. Karen. It's all life, isn't it?
Anyway. Anyway.
Yeah,
anyway.
Go on.
Sardonia. Mm-hmm. The region of Mars is located along an escarpment that separates the relatively crater-free plains of the north from the heavily crated terrain to the south. Now, the face of Mars was discovered in 1976.
76.
JPL scientists, Jet Propulsion Laboratory, which is an offshoot of NASA and California thingy of California. Can't remember the thing for it now.
JPL, yeah.
Yeah. But they found this face. It's like 1,000 foot high.
1,000 foot high? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, go on, carry on.
This was basically about the size of Ayers Rock. Okay.
Oh, right. Bloody hell. Yeah, go on.
I'm just going to go back on that because I'm not really sure about that.
Well, come on. We're not exactly known for accuracy of information, are we? I mean, we should apologise for Oklahoma bombings. There's loads of inaccuracies in that.
But, anyway, yeah. this thing basically looked like a face.
Yeah.
It was it was an image taken by the Viking 1 on July the 25th, 1976, on one of the Sidonian mesas. Okay.
Yeah.
And basically, it had the appearance of a humanoid face.
Uh-huh. But was that the first satellite flyby? The Viking, was that the Viking?
No, Mariner 5.
Mariner 5,
okay. Was the
let's bear in mind that was a fairly low res scan, wasn't it?
Very low res scan. I mean, for the time, it was, you know,
which kind of helped it to look like a face because it's quite a low res thing.
Yeah, I mean, you think 1980? What was it? 1989? Hang on a sec. 1998. Okay, April 5th, 1998, Mars Global Surveyor flew past that same area and took a high-res photo.
Mm.
Now, it looks similar, but a lot of the details missing from the original photo.
Yeah, we've seen that, yeah. Mm. I mean, you can find that on the web, can't you?
Yeah.
So we'd urge people to go out there and look for that. but yeah, I mean, even looking at the high-res scans of it, I don't know. I mean, why did it look like a face in the first place? And then you look at the high-res scans, and okay, you could still say there's something going on there.
Yeah, you can still see it.
Because I mean, we're talking what 17 million years ago, I think it was, that we know that there were oceans on Mars and an atmosphere, blah 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 blah. And at that time, I mean, 17 million years, you're going to get some erosion, because they have all sorts of storms and things, don't they? Sandstorms.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's still storms on Mars now.
Yeah, yeah.
But...
Yeah.
But I mean, the face isn't the only structure on Mars. It's the most famous one.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about the pyramids. The pyramid structures. Is that what you're talking about?
Can we just say what we think the face is first?
Hard to tell, isn't it? I think we're gonna. Well, what do you think, Gon?
I think face. I don't know. I mean, you're presented with evidence, which is meant to be, you know, proof that the face exists, and then you're presented with evidence from so-called scientists that proves that the face doesn't exist.
Yeah. So,
and then you've got to take into account that there's a conspiracy theory against NASA. They say they've manipulated the photos to make the face seem that it's not human, you know?
Well, I think we do know that they do. I think there's quite a bit of stuff out there that says that they do manipulate photographs. Mm. Because they do have a team of people that kind of airbrush stuff out, don't they?
Mm.
So I suppose, yeah, okay, that lends a bit of credence to that. But what I mean, when you talk about conspiracies, this is all coming from a guy that we've researched, haven't we, Richard Hoagland?
Yes.
I mean, I
started reading some of his stuff and I thought, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, and then I started reading some of his other stuff and I thought, you're a freakish bastard.
Yeah.
You just don't really know what the hell you're talking about. But he's got a lot of followers.
Of course he has, yeah.
And
what was it? He came out with Project Camelot. I watched some of his interviews on the internet.
Hmm.
And it is quite. I mean, I don't know. When you listen to him, a lot of his stuff is based around supposition.
Hmm.
He says, "Oh well, it could be this and it could be that," and it's and when you add it all up together, 80% of what he's talking about isn't. He's got no evidence for it. It's all kind of assumed. He leads you down a path that sounds really logical, and then he sort of asks you to make this massive leap of faith, basically. For which there is no evidence, such as he comes out with some crazy stuff, doesn't he? He says that NASA, apparently, are controlled by three secret power groups: the Nazis, the Masons, and the Magicians.
That's right. Yeah, he said. actually, he comes out with 9/11 was a Masonic conspiracy.
Yeah,
it was mainly to do with the Masonic.
I think what he's doing there is he's tapping into this popular conspiracy subculture.
Yeah, but the Jimmy Bass is making money out of it. How's that
fair? Well, he's retiring, isn't he? He's had quite a good career. I mean, that's the thing with, I don't know. It's really hard, isn't it? I mean, the guys, they have these great careers and, you know, they're really well known for their scientific credentials, and then they come to retire, and then they come out with this strange stuff. Now, is it true, or is it they just want a bit of extra money? It's a bit like that. Who was that astronaut that said, "Yes, there are UFOs out there"? When we did the mission on the moon,
I don't know.
What's his name? Yeah. He's getting old now.
Well, he would be getting old, wouldn't he?
Yeah, of course he will.
Unless the aliens have given him some elixir of life or something, and you know, suddenly starts getting younger. That would pretty much be the nail in the bloody coffin, wouldn't it? You're not human. You're alien. How come you look 20 when you're 60?
I can't remember his name, but it was. I think it's him, and there's a few other astronauts saying yes. You know that we were followed by UFOs to the moon and all this sort of thing. And maybe it's just something that somebody has a successful career all their life, you know, they do really well, the leaders in their field, and you know, there's no need to muck about, talk crap at that time, because you're doing well, you're doing great at what you do. And then you come to retire, and maybe it's that feeling of no one's looking at you anymore. You know, no.
Maybe that's it. I mean,
and it's like, oh, I don't like this. Well, I've just come out with all this sort of stuff. to try and grab attention again. I don't know. It's a hard one.
Don't know. Hang on a sec. Babe. David Icke. Who do you play football for?
Oh, yeah. David Icke. No, he was...
What was he? Was he?
He was a sports presenter.
Yeah. Hang on a sec. I'm just asking the wife, sorry, who David Icke was. He was an athlete. Yeah. What? Did he have an accident or whatever? Did he... All right, that's really interesting because apparently he was an athlete. And he just woke up one morning proclaiming to be the son of God.
He didn't just wake up. He was you could make.
He woke up and rolled out of bed and rubbed his eyes and.
Well, I can see where you're coming from because you're trying to make parallels with a kind of failing career.
Hmm.
You could make that parallel with David Icke because he was a sports presenter for ITV. And he wasn't doing very well, and I think they were close to...
I think he still does the paranormal circuit, proclaiming that the royal family are lizards.
He's really big now, man.
Yeah.
He's doing really well now.
Mm.
He's actually... he's
better than he did when he was an athlete.
He's actually... Yeah, he definitely, yeah. He's sharp about the lizards, though.
Oh, he has?
Yeah, I've noticed that. Was it? I read one of his books. Oh, what was it called? The Matrix.
The Lizard Matrix.
Something The Matrix. And I read it, and it was really good. Up to a point, he goes into all the kind of the bloodlines of the powerful and the elite, and he shows these connections between all these people that are in power at the moment, the Bushes, and he says they're all connected via this what he calls the Merovingian bloodline, which apparently goes all the way back to Egypt, and it's really good. And he puts it all together, and it's logical, and it's all stuff that you can go and confirm. And then right at the end, he says that the royal family are transdimensional lizards.
Yeah.
Great. Which even if hold on, Sean, now.
Oh, hang on. Okay.
Hold on, mate. I've got to take this call. I think this is probably Stephen Hawking. I'll be back in a bit. Can you carry on? Yeah.
Well, okay. Obviously, Spock's just taking. Just answer the phone. Okay, here we go. Okay. Actually, let's listen in on what the conversation is. If you can hear it in the background, I don't know. Don't know if we can hear it. We can't hear much.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Yeah, see you soon.
Okay, I don't know. Didn't hear a lot then. What was that about?
That's Stephen Hawking. He's just coming down the road, mate.
Oh, right, okay.
He'll be in the studio in about 2 seconds. I'm getting really nervous. I'm just gonna
Me, yes?
I'm just going to do a cigarette up. He's coming in. Hang on.
All right. Well, I think...
I can't believe we got a fucking interview with Stephen Hawking. Right,
you're taking the piss.
All right. Hey?
You're taking the piss. He's not really here.
No, he is. He's just parking up outside. He's with his agent, so be respectful, all right?
Yeah. Well, I think we should have a... Well, he's going to need some time to get out, so I think we should have a break anyway.
Yeah,
so.
It's going to take a while. Okay, should we take a break here? And then we'll get him... No, we'll... Yeah, take a break here.
I'll take a break here. All right, I'll pause that. Yeah. Okay. All right, okay.
You can now contact the show via email at badmoonrising@howling.com and voicemail on 001-206-888-6184. Or you can follow the Bad Moon Rising blog at badmoonrisingpodcast.blogspot.com for all the behind the scenes info. Or you can text us on 0447-999-057-898 or follow us on Twitter. Just follow Bad Moon Rising 1.
Oh, where's my bloody lighter gone?
There you go. It's new recording, so.
Okay. Welcome back to Bad Moon Rising. Hey? And who have we got with us today?
Is he there, though? Did you manage to get him up the stairs?
Yeah.
Is he in the studio?
He's in my studio.
Fucking hell. Can we have some proof of this?
We'd like to introduce you to Stephen Hawking.
Hello, hello, Dr. Stephen Hawking. How are you today? And I believe we have our special guest in the studio now.
Yep, welcome back. We have our special guest with us today, Stephen Hawking.
Bollocks, you're pulling my pisser. No, give me proof. I want proof.
Over to Stephen.
Hi, guys. It's such an honor to be here on Bad Moon Rising.
There you go. Thank you very much, Steve.
Well, I'm overawed, you know.
You know, I'm on first name terms with him already.
So. Oh, yeah. Is it the Dr. Stephen Hawking?
It is, yeah.
Well, let him answer, you know. Is it Dr. Stephen Hawking?
He's typing something out. What's he doing there? No, you got to wait for him, because he does take a bit of time to see this thing, you know, do his stuff.
You want to hear a joke?
Do you want to hear a joke, he says.
Yeah, go on.
Do you want to hear a joke?
Go on, then.
Okay. Okay, yeah, go on. Let's hear this joke, Steve.
Right,
go on. He's just doing it now.
Come on, then.
Hang on. We'll let him.
Fucking joke, come on.
No, I mean, I'd like to see you type out messages with your nipples, whatever he's doing. Jesus.
Right, come on, for fuck's sake.
That's the worst thing about licking bald pussy.
Oh, that's a bit rude. I don't know. I think... Go on then, what is it?
You can carry this one.
What is it, Steve? You've got to give him time. Here we go. Yeah.
You have to take the nappy off first.
Oh, that is disgusting.
I can't believe you just used that joke.
That's Stephen Hawking, it's not me. It's nice to have him on the show. I just didn't realise he was like this. I'm sorry about that, listeners.
Perv.
That's disgusting.
I know. You're going to ask him something interesting about...
What do you want to ask him?
Like the meaning of life and stuff.
He can hear you, but it takes a while.
Is his battery getting low or what?
No, I'd like to see you like do what he's doing without any movement. Whatever he's doing. You can ask him questions. Go on.
All right.
Would you like
me to ask him a question then? Yeah.
Go on.
How big is the universe?
Oh, he's heard you.
Yeah. I thought you might.
Yeah. He's just.
Right, Dr. Stephen Hawking. How big is the universe?
He's heard you. Give him a chance.
All right.
Jesus.
As big as my wife's ass, and that is fucking huge, dude.
Thank you, Stick, yeah. Nice one.
How big is your wife's ass?
Can't you ask him? I mean, this guy's a physicist genius. You know, and you're asking him these questions.
Well, I asked him how big the fucking universe was. How bloody concise can you get?
As big as the universe.
There you go, would you say? You ask him a stupid question, you get a stupid bloody answer, don't you?
Yeah.
Can't we believe we got world renowned in the studio, and you're asking him questions like that.
Right. What's the meaning of life?
Oh, look. Leave the guy alone. Yeah? He's wobbling his nipples or whatever he does. Yeah.
We all know his wife beats him up anyway.
42.
God, that's a bit common, isn't it?
42 times a day? Oh, she's relentless, isn't she, eh? Fucking hell.
That's what he reckons the meaning of the universe is. I think he's been watching too much of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I think you may be right.
Which is, you know, quite possible problem. Well, you know, it's the first, you know.
So what's he up to these days, then? Stephen, what are you up to these days?
He's listening to our show, isn't he? You know. So, just let him go on with it.
All sorts of things.
Mm. He must be drunk. Well, he doesn't like it, doesn't normally take him this long to answer a question.
It took him long enough to get up the stairs. We had to have that break, didn't we? But shall we just get on with the show? Because he's just sitting there listening. He'll just jump in when he needs to ask questions.
Oh, okay. So if he's got nothing else to do...
Well, we're paying enough money for this.
Yeah. Well, no. All right, carry on. Where did we end up?
Cydonia, I think it was, wasn't it? Where we left it. And we were slagging off Richard Hoagland.
Oh, yeah. Were we not? Crazy bastard. Yeah.
And we were talking about the pyramids on Mars.
Oh, did we cover pareidolia? Yeah.
No, you should do that, because you'd done quite a bit of research on that, yeah.
Yeah.
That pareidolia does kind of stretch into all sorts of things, doesn't it?
Mm.
As far as the paranormal is concerned. So, yeah, go on. Go ahead.
Yeah. Basically, pareidolia is a psychological condition where... And every single human on this planet is predisposed to experience this at some time in their life. Basically, it's a type of illusion created by the brain to misperceive something given a vague stimulus, but clearly perceiving it as something significant. So basically, you see a human face in a pattern, or see something familiar, say like a human in a shadow, or as in the case of EVP, electronic voice phenomena, hear something in some white noise, which isn't really there.
And actually an example of this, if we go back into our youth there, you know, what's his name, Ozzy Osbourne, Iron Maiden, Slayer, and you remember all this play your records backwards thing, and you'll hear Satan.
Yeah.
That's just that, really, isn't it?
Yes, no, it's not all that, I think, because some I've heard, similarly, Queen, Another One Bites the Dust.
What, and you?
If you play the chorus backwards, Another One Bites the Dust.
Uh-huh.
It does actually sound like it's fun to smoke marijuana,
and it is. But the point is, were you preloaded with that?
Because it clearly is. If you play it back,
did somebody say no? That's the thing, because I've seen this stuff on the web.
Hmm.
Did somebody say to you, "This is what it says"? Go and have a listen to it, or did you just see? So you probably heard somebody say, or you read it in a magazine like Kerrang or something. This happens on a Queen record, so
it does. But you can actually hear it. You can actually hear it. It's not something that just one person hears. You can actually hear it.
Okay.
Yeah. Fuck off, Stephen. Look, I mean,
fucking hell. We're paying for him to be here.
I know.
Yeah, go on.
It's not as if he hasn't got anything else to do.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, fucking knob end.
Yeah, go on, carry on.
Just because he's got fucking wheels.
I'll just ignore him. Just ignore
I know. For fuck's sake. And
but I don't know. I think you were probably preloaded with that idea. But I know what you're saying. Yeah.
But pareidolia. I mean, the getting back onto the main subject.
Yeah.
The face on Mars. They were saying at low resolution, it looks like a face.
Yeah.
High resolution, at lower altitude, by the Mars Global Surveyor.
Yeah.
So like 20 years later. It's just nothing. It's just a wasteland.
It's a kind of mess.
It's just a mound. But they're saying that it was just to do with light hitting thing, you know, at the same time. Yeah, maybe so. But some natural disaster may have struck the planet before then, and just obliterated the features away.
Exactly. I mean, we're talking about stuff that's going back 17 million years. There's going to be some erosion, isn't there?
Oh yeah, of course there is.
So what do you think about the pyramids then, which are in the same region?
You're saying that they bear some resemblance to the Giza pyramids, yeah?
Yeah, well, this is what I was telling you earlier. I did, and anyone can do this, I encourage our listeners to do this. Go onto Google, find the pyramids in Egypt, and just sort of Google zoom into them. Okay, open a new browser. And look up the pyramids of Mars and zoom into those. Now, they're both taken from a satellite point of view. And if you compare the two together, I'm... Whoa, it's... You know, I mean, that was the first thing that got me interested in Cydonia, because I did... That was the first thing I did. And you look at the Google version of the pyramids that we know are there in Egypt, and you look at the Martian ones, and Jesus Christ, they look so damn convincing together, you know. So, I don't know, but then all sorts of weird things happen, don't they, in nature. What's that? You know, at Land's End, where those hexagramic rocks come out of the sea?
That's not Land's End.
Is it not Land's End? Where is it then?
That's in Ireland. That's Giant's Causeway.
Oh, sorry, yeah, okay. Sorry to the Irish out there. But that happens, doesn't it? You know, things like that.
Yeah, it's mathematical. I mean, it's caused by... I can't look it up now, but
it's caused by the rapid cooling of certain...
Yeah, exactly. It's geological. It's in nature. It's natural.
Yeah, it's within nature. So, yeah. I mean, mind you, if you saw a huge pyramid rising out of the ground, you'd be a bit worried, wouldn't you? That doesn't happen in nature down here, does it? But that might be something unique to Mars. We just
not down here, no. Not
we just don't
not
know.
In Kent, no.
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 So we just don't really know. Second bitch. Oh, for fuck's sake.
What was he saying?
Suck it, bitch.
Suck it, bitch.
Oh, for fuck's sake. He's going off on one, mate.
Is he?
We're not having him on again. Not if he's going to
Did you give him that whore?
What are you on about? No, I did not.
Oh, give him the fucking whore.
No.
Go on.
We don't have a whore. For God's sake. Sure, come on. Credibility of this show.
Give him the whore, he'll be happy.
No.
Go on.
No, leave him alone. Go on. He's in a bad mood as it is.
Put him in the next room. Say, look, here's the whore.
No, look, he's in a bad mood. Just leave him alone, right?
Go on, she might even do quadratic equations for him. Go on.
Yeah, but we're paying £25 an hour for this. Just let him be there, okay? Yeah.
Okay.
Right, can we move on with the show? Yeah. Look.
Okay.
If he wants to be a foul mouth, just let him go.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, he's really. What was he at Oxford? Cambridge?
Oh,
maybe?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Fuck you.
Fuck you too.
Oh, yeah, okay. Stay.
Fuck.
Can we get on to his agent, please? Oh no, look. Right, okay.
Spock, just unplug him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. He can't say a bloody thing. Yeah, no, he's just right. Wobbling his head about now.
Just gibbering now, yeah. Okay, back to the main subject.
I'm not paying that. I'm not paying for that. I'm not.
I'll pay for it. It's all right, the check a bounce anyway, so don't worry about it.
Right. So where were we? We were, Paradelia. Yeah, no, I think... And you can apply the pareidolia thing to a lot of subjects, can't you? Within the paranormal field, for example, EVP, you know, which is, in my opinion, complete and utter bollocks. I'm sorry.
Well, I think so. I mean, when I first heard it, I thought, oh, yeah. But then you think the psychology of the subject, you think somebody's going to tell you that there is a word there first. And then you think, you'll listen for it and you think, oh, yeah, it's there.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, front-loading.
Yeah.
You front-load the person with what they're expected to hear, and then they hear it. You just give them a bunch of random noise, and they pick out the voice, don't they? But I don't know. I mean, with concerns to Mars, we'll do an... I think at some point we'll probably do a more in-depth show on this one, you know, really get into the science and stuff like that. Because a lot of our shows that we've done, we will... I think we'll do, like, version 2, version 3, version 4... And keep on digging down on a lot of these subjects.
Oh yeah, I think for the first sort of like 20 shows, we'll just brush the surface, and then we'll revisit old shows.
Yeah, we'll keep on digging down, drill down into these subjects.
Oh yeah.
But I think there's something there. I do. I really do. I think when we eventually send a manned mission to Mars, we may well find structures, because
Hang on a second. We won't. Personally send a manned mission to Mars.
I think we'll see it as we're retiring and just about to step into the grave, actually.
No, but we won't send a...
not us personally. I'm talking as, you know...
It'd be good. It's fucking amazing if we did.
Bad moon rising, we never know.
Yeah. Bad Mars rising.
Bad Mars rising. We might, yeah. Mm. Get so damn famous that we can start our own space program. I seriously doubt that, though.
Well, you never know.
Well, not with guests like this on.
I think that's what we should call this show. Bad Mars Rising.
Yeah, no, Bad Moon Rising.
The Bad Mars Rising.
No, we're sticking with the moon.
Oh, what are you drinking anyway?
Old English bloody cider, as
you're still drinking that bloody thing?
Yeah. Too right, matey.
Well, I'm just about to open another can.
Go for it. Should we do
of Mark Original Ottinger Pills. Da 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 da. There it is.
Okay. Old English.
There you go.
Like that.
Well done, matey.
No problem.
Slag.
Indeed.
So, where have we got to?
I don't know. We just talked about Paradalia, Cydonia, and stuff like that.
So, I'm spent. What else is there?
You spent, aren't you?
I'm spent.
I'm pretty sure there is other stuff. I mean, Mars has got a long kind of history to it, especially in terms of science fiction.
Mars is the planet when it comes to alien invasion from the solar system.
Oh, yeah, basically. Big time. H.G. Wells.
Oh, yeah.
War of the Worlds, mate. War of the Worlds. Yeah. Grew up on that stuff. Shit my pants. Loads of times.
Did you? Loads of times. You think you'd learnt from the first time, wouldn't you?
No, you wouldn't,
yeah.
But yeah, no, H.G. Wells, because it was, I've got some notes on this actual bit. Was it 17th, it all kicked off in the 17th century when they discovered the polar ice caps on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And then come the mid-19th century, speculations as to water on Mars. So that's sort of 1850 was, you know, when it started that people started saying, oh, that could be water.
Mm.
During this time, the canals were also seen, but were proven to be an optical illusion. Nevertheless, an American astronomer, Percival Lowell, published his book, Mars. That's what it was called, Mars. Followed by...
Hollywood.
Yeah. Scientists, you know. Followed by Mars and its canals. And that's where H.G. Wells got his inspiration from.
Mm.
Went on to make... the world famous War of the Worlds.
Mm. He was English, so there you go.
And then recently,
one in the face of the fucking Yanks.
Dude, most of our listeners are Yanks. We need to chill down on that.
No, they're not, for fuck's sake.
They are. I looked at the map. Do you know how to look at maps secretly on Podomatic? Podomatic are gonna hate this.
Cheers, babe.
Would you stop doing that? They might think you're talking to me.
So I've just been handed a burger by the wife.
Right. Yeah, they're all...
Sorry,
our listeners are all over the place. There's one in Japan. Would you just...
Sorry, I'll...
Stop.
If I die in the next week, you'll know.
Do you want to know check the maps on Mars to see who's listening to you on Mars?
Yeah, go on.
You go on with a different account,
mm-hmm.
and you click become a fan, and it shows you where all their listeners are.
Oh, right.
And that's usually a pro feature, but...
Just tell me.
I just told you, you've got like two in Canada, four in bloody America. So just chill out with that shit, will you?
We know
we've got one in Scotland. We don't know where that other guy is, but... I mean, they're all over the place, so just stop bloody slagging off other countries.
Hang on, where have I slagged off another country?
You're always slagging off the Yanks!
Oh, no!
You are! I could pick out three shows you've been slagging off the end. Chill with that.
Yeah, but I don't know.
You don't?
I don't slag off the Yanks, do I?
Yes, all the time. It's always when something's, you know, pejorative or whatever. Big word there. Well, you know, something a bit...
You're going to have to explain it to the Yanks, so I understand.
Oh, exactly. See? Yeah. That's what you do. Every time something... smelly and crappy comes along, you blame on the Yanks. Stop doing that. Right, we're trying to get our listener base going up. Anyway, so...
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's how the whole H.G. Wells came about. And then the recent sort of upsurge in the interest in Mars came along with the meteorite ALH84001, discovered on December 1984 in Antarctica. And they believe this was ejected from Mars.
Ah, so this is, yeah, this was a few years back, and they subsequently dismissed it.
Yeah, in 1998 or something like that, didn't they? But originally they believed that they found signs of biological life in it.
Mm.
But then, I mean, that's science, isn't it? You're always going to get some geezer comes along and goes, nah. You know what I mean? Nah. It depends how you look at it, isn't it? I mean, if you consider that we know there were oceans on Mars, we know there was an atmosphere, and you know how tenacious life can be, then I don't know. I would suggest, and a lot of people I know this. Oh well, I say a lot of people, but going back to Richard Hoagland, he makes a link between the pyramids of Egypt and the pyramids of Mars, and he reckons that they were both constructed at the same time, doesn't he?
Mm.
So, would you fucking eating a burger?
Yeah. Fuck a lot as well.
It's disgusting. Yeah, disgusting.
I've been eating all fucking day. I've been trying to get this fucking show.
Yeah,
together.
Well,
you've been sleeping. Most
I thought
of the
we were
going to
try and make this show a bit more professional.
Mm, yeah. So did I, and then fucking find out that you woke up at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm suffering from narcolepsy at the moment.
Mm.
So just
so you say.
Oh, this is getting ridiculous. Ah.
Mm. Mm.
No, fun. No, I don't want to look.
What does Stephen Hawking say?
I've unplugged him, isn't he? You managed his agent plugged him back in, but.
Oh.
Get the hell out of here! I'm not paying for him. Not paying for that. We'll get better interviews than that. Thank you very much. You know,
is he still there though?
Yeah, he's still there. He's gone all red in the face because he can't type anything out. No, I don't get it.
Just plug him back in.
No, I'm not plugging him back in.
Yeah, plug him back
no,
in.
No, he's got a potty mouth.
Yeah. Is he just gibbering? Well, red face gibbering in
he's
the corner.
Red. Yeah, he's gone red. So.
It's typical
you,
of these.
With you eating your burgers, how far down the show are we here? Oh, half an hour. Good. Yeah. We've got to stick some audio in at the end anyway. You're going to play David Bowie as we go out, aren't you?
Oh, yes, definitely.
All right, let's
Life
do
on Mars.
I can't believe you're eating a burger on a fucking show.
Excuse me.
I thought we said we were going to get more professional. Stop eating burgers on the show.
I'm not the first person to eat a burger on a sorting show.
What? When did I eat a burger on the show?
Shows 1 to 3.
Yeah, well, you know.
Mm. And you're smoking as well.
So, what should we do for the next show?
Don't know.
We should talk about Neil a bit. He's currently sort of settling into a job, isn't he?
Mm.
And then as soon as he gets his new place, he's going to stick his computer back on. He'll be back with us, hopefully.
Mm.
We're trying to get some other people into the show, but, you know, one guy's really unreliable, as usual. We know he's unreliable, known him so long. We've known him since secondary school, haven't we? So we know he's unreliable, so...
Yeah.
We don't really rely on him coming in, but he keeps on promising to come in. So hopefully he's going to be our kind of skeptic guy.
Oh, the Uber... Damien, the Uber skeptic.
Yeah, well, he's not an Uber skeptic. But he's going to come on as a kind of skeptic, isn't he?
Hmm.
But, oh, I don't know. He's kind of here and there, so... he'll be in eventually, but Neil will be back soon with us. Well, that's
can
it.
Can you hear me munching?
Yes, I bloody well can. Shall we lead out?
Hmm, I think so.
Yeah. Oh, hang on, we need the competition question.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you get one?
No.
No.
So, if you would like to win the Verbals Mr. V...
And it is a damn enterprise. I won.
Oh, yeah.
I won.
internet telephone toy certified by Skype. Mm-hmm. You just got to answer this question. What is my favourite colour?
Oh, how the fuck are they supposed to know that? It's like a guess thing, is it?
Mm. It's like a this morning question.
Okay. Alright, okay, let's do that then.
Okay.
Alright.
You can send your answers to badmoonrising@howling.com.
Go on.
What?
Oh, is that it? You've given the email address, haven't you?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Or you can send a direct message to badmoonrising1 if you follow us on Twitter.
Mm. Mm. All right, let's lead out with David Bowie then.
Mm. What? Mm. Oh, it's my god awful small affair. What?
Well, lead out then.
You won't hear it now, will you?
Oh, is it leading out already? That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, guys. This show's been a bit unprofessional. We are going to come back with some useful information for your next main show. Look out for Paradesk. Look out for the Bib Report. Mm. And occasionally those extras out there.
Yeah, you can watch those extras.
We'll see you next week. But the film is a sad thing for. But she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Is there life on Mars?
It's on America's tortured brow. Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clown. But the film is a sad thing for, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to vote for some sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know.